Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the highlights every week, Fridays, 3:30 Eastern, Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats, Odyssey Betting Insider. Check out Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski, weekday mornings, 9 to noon. You can do that on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo, the Odyssey app, or on YouTube. I mean, I don't know. Should I be mad at myself for last night? I nailed last night. But I even started Jackson Dart over Justin Fields in a league. Like, which was
what a big step.
It's been good for me this year. Like, I'm sort of trusting myself more than I usually do. Oh, the projections say this guy, but I don't know. But I refused to. Sam, this is how it is at my house. I live right on the water, on the border from Canada, on Grand Island, and I placed a bet: Giants to win, Wandale Robinson 6 or more catches, like 4-1 at least. It was, you know. I loved it because I loved the Giants. I think you did too. We'll find out. So sometimes when I'm sitting at my dining room table, sometimes it goes and sometimes you're in another country. We can't accept this. And I had lineups to do and my dog was jumping around, you know, dinner's cooking. I just didn't go back. I can walk to my backyard.
You didn't verify whether it worked, yeah.
I can walk to my backyard. If I, in the dark, If I want it badly enough, I know I can walk into the woods and eventually it will accept me being in the United States and it will accept the bet. But I was just not willing.
Listen to all of this.
No, that's the point. All of this is nonsense and I didn't do it. And, you know, there have probably been times when I would have lost money this way, but when I could have won money, it's annoying.
Just get a new house. Just move to a new neighborhood.
Just move. Move. Get all this done when I'm
there
at work.
Is.
Here, 15 miles away, no issues.
Yeah.
Just do it here. That's probably a good plan.
Now you probably care, Sam, but last night was the return of the Tage Thompson business plan for me. So I'm back at it for a third season in a row here with the Tage Thompson hat trick bets. It's okay, it didn't win. I didn't even score a single goal, but it you know, it's a long play.
You've hit a couple, right?
Oh yeah. Oh god, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm so far ahead on that, it's not even funny.
Well.
Like, seriously, I could lose this entire season and next season and still be ahead, I think.
You don't even have to walk into the woods.
Really. Like, it's one hit is all you need. Although last night it wasn't very juicy. It was only like, you know, 5,500 or something. And I like it to be near 7.
Sam, I know your partner knows this. Hockey started.
Joe famously said on our show, we actually got invited to go to the Winter Classic, which was in Chicago last year. And Joe famously said on the show, I wouldn't go to the Winter Classic if it was in my backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I brought up hockey to him yesterday, and he had headed for the hills immediately. So I get it. The Bills in Atlanta on Monday night, they have not covered since week 2. 3 home games in a row, 2 wins, all big numbers. What do you think the betting market and what do you think your attitude right now is about the Bills?
Well, the narrative now, and I've heard this from several people, a lot of them bettors, the Bills don't blow anybody out. And you look at the schedule, they beat the Jets by 20. They did let the Saints hang around, they let the Dolphins hang around. But when the narrative starts to shape and people start banging on the table that the Bills keep letting bad teams hang around, that's when the Bills win by 30. Now, I'm not going to call my shot and say they're going to go to Atlanta and win by four touchdowns, but I think the over is good in this game. The market is kind of sitting 49.5-50 right now. I know some guys that really like the over, and they're gonna bet that over the weekend. Wink, wink. Remember, a lot of games on Monday don't really get shaped in the form until Sunday or Monday because people don't bet Monday night until they make sure they have money from the weekend. So I do think you're going to see this total get to about 51. That's my expectation by kickoff. If you would like to put that Buffalo bet in now, you probably get a good number because it probably moves up. Again, wink, wink. I don't love Atlanta's defense, but I also think Bijan Robinson can be a problem for Buffalo's defense. And I also, every week, I ask you guys, who's playing on defense? Like, is Ed Oliver playing again? Is Milano playing? These are things I just don't know. But the respected guys that I talk to this game do like points, fireworks, touchdowns. So that's the look there, I think, over 49.5.
I like it too. This week we won't be able to tell you because it being a Monday night game, it'll be tomorrow before at the earliest.
But Milano hasn't practiced.
And he's out.
He's not. They haven't declared anyone out, but it would stun me if he played. Oliver has been practicing limited for 2 weeks now, and he still missed last week's game. So I don't know. Maybe he makes it back, but we won't know more until tomorrow.
You know, I think, Bulldog, there's an element with the Bills of when you have your bye. Like, this is the Ravens, too. The next week is the Bills and the Ravens on bye. And you see that bye week, and maybe you just, like, sort of use that to break ties on your injuries. So Max Hairston, their first-round pick, cornerback, you know, we're going to wait. Whoever else it might be, I think this week you're cautious. It's the Falcons. May I say that? Like, I think, you know, you might like sort of look past the bye week for this stuff. I don't know what that means for Oliver, you know, in his case. But I might think that teams with long range, high expectations and goals see an NFC opponent, Ravens, Rams this week. I mean, the Ravens are down bad, but I think they might decide to play it cautiously with injuries in this kind of situation, generally.
So I am not, and granted, I got knocked out of Survivor by the Bills. Joy, just awesome. Drake May, just right in my eye hole on Sunday night. It was unbelievable. You guys did warn me about that, too. You were like, be careful. And I said, nah, I don't, be careful. They're not going to lose. And then they lost. Awesome. But teams like that, generally resilient, not just Buffalo, but like the elite teams in the NFL. And yes, boys and girls, the Bills are still elite. Those teams tend to get off the pavement that next week. And I do think this could be one of those games where you just get one of the horses to set the pace early. You get a quick touchdown from either Buffalo or Atlanta, and then we're just off to the races. So that's sort of what I forecast for Monday.
Love it. Sam Panayotovich with us. So, by the way, before we leave the Bills game, the Bills are in the room, Sam. That doesn't slow you down? Or you're not on their side as much as you're on the total or the over, it seems.
Yeah, the room The room is the collection of bets at BetMGM that the public is just salivating over. And Buffalo did make the room, so the public will be on the Bills. Joe does like the Bills, and Joe's not necessarily a public bettor by any stretch, but I just much rather root for points. You got two potentially decent games on Monday. Naturally, the league is going to stack them by only an hour. So one will kick at 7:15, and then the other one, Chicago-Washington's at 8:15. But whatever, not going to talk about the schedule because nobody cares. But yeah, you should have two good ones on Monday.
They've tried both things. They did the doubleheader too. I think this year they're rolling out. They want to find out maybe for once and for all which is the better plan.
How to optimize the audience for both games.
Because they did the 7 and 10. Yeah. In week three, and they've done this, I think, weeks 4 and 6. I like the Bears Monday. I told Joe this yesterday, too. I don't think you guys do, but I feel like the Bears are trending up, and they're still not respected. And maybe Washington, after last week, Sam, you were on them last week at the Chargers. Maybe the overall sentiment is that they're fine. Are they fine? What is this game for you, Monday?
I'd like to know if McLaurin's playing. I'm going to guess no. If he was in, I would like it a little bit more. I was honestly hoping, though, I said this earlier in the week, I was hoping that Washington didn't just, you know, win convincingly against the Bolts, because now the number is 4.5. I was going to bet a lot on Washington -3, And I know it might sound weird for me to say I don't love it at 4.5. Like, that's a big difference, -3 in the projected number to 4.5. Now if it's 21-17, 24-20, I'm going to lose laying 4.5. So every half point, every point, it all adds up. I really wanted Washington to kind of come in a little sleepy or a little undervalued, but when you win the way you want against, I almost said San Diego, almost said a bad word there, Los Angeles, excuse me, you know, people are paying attention to that. So I probably won't bet the game. I'll have all my chickens in the Buffalo-Atlanta over basket.
Nice.
What do you think about Indianapolis? 7.5 at home, hosting Arizona. That's a big number, but they are scoring points, and it seems maybe warranted. Maybe I'm looking now, it says 6.5 at ESPN right now, but I saw 7.5 earlier. What do you make of the Colts? Are you ready to ride with the Colts yet?
I was one of the early riders on the Colts. After week two, I started buying some stock in them to win the division at plus 140, plus 150, and that price is generally still sort of close to that number, but now you got Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville's right there. Who would have thought? Everybody was talking Houston all summer, and now it's Jacksonville and Indy. It's kind of how the world works in the NFL. But I'm not laying 7 in this spot. I have no interest. I think a lot of people would do this, Bulldog. They would take that Colts team, and they would put it in a teaser or a money line parlay. So I really think the best teaser this week, and that's, of course, when you move two teams 6 points, like Denver at the Jets. I don't think Denver's going to lose overseas to the Jets. The Jets are a dumpster fire. So I can take Denver from -7.5 to -1.5 and then hook it with something else. The Indy leg makes a ton of sense from 7 down to 1, 6.5 down to 0.5 point. Maybe even L.A. Rams, like Rams 7.5 at Baltimore down to 1.5. I think those three teaser legs are all really, really strong. Denver down, the Rams down, and the Colts down. I don't want to lay 7 with the Colts. This is the spot where, like, everybody's on the Colts. The mailman was like, hey, I kind of like the Colts today. I'm like, oh, great, you too? Like, that's the sense I get from this game. Nobody bought the Colts until now when everybody's going to be on the Colts.
Yeah, that's tricky. You can always tie yourself up in knots on these because this was almost the same thing last week. They had the Raiders at home, and how aggressive do you want to be on Indianapolis? Like, how good are they? And that game was an absolute blowout for them. So I'm with you, Sam. Like, I'm not as excited to go with Indianapolis here because the Arizona vibes are so bad after last week. You know, like, this is a classic buster game, as we call it around here. You're big into the Lions here this week, I know. What do you think? So it's 2.5 at Kansas City, and the Lions are the room. One of their segments on Bet Sweats is like, this is what the public is into. It's Detroit, which is maybe a little bit disconcerting. What do you think the public or the sharps, anybody, what is the vibe on Kansas City at this point? Like, they really can't be like pick 'em with Detroit at home. I know they lost the game Monday night. What do you think generally the vibe is about the Chiefs?
A bookmaker would tell you about the Super Bowl loser voodoo. I've heard that a ton this year. You know, you go back and you look at teams that have lost in the Super Bowl that next year, it's just a collection of things that continue to go wrong. And maybe that's a perfect example. You know, Mahomes throws a pick six from his own goal line. You know, like, you're supposed to get 7 and then you give up 7. And then Trevor Lawrence picks his nose, trips over his own feet, and then scores the game-winning touchdown. You're like, oh, okay, that was weird. But weird things happen to the teams that lose the Super Bowl for the most part. If you ask a football X and O maven, like, he would point to the Chiefs' pass rush. It's almost non-existent. And I saw this stat on Monday that Trevor Lawrence had 3.3 seconds per pass. That's a lifetime in the NFL. So, yeah, well, your secondary's good. Your secondary's better when your pass rush gets home. And the Chiefs have been very, very bad at getting the quarterback. That's going to be an issue for them against Detroit because Goff usually struggles when he's pressured. Well, if the Chiefs can't pressure, you got all day to go through your reads and hit St. Brown and Jamison Williams. You got, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Montgomery. The weapons are there. The way to beat Detroit is through pressure. And the Chiefs just don't have it right now. So I think they're going to be working the phones. I think they're going to have to make a trade if they want to make another deep run. And I understand people wanting to buy low and bet Kansas City 10-1 to win the Super Bowl and all that. Fine, I understand it. But if they can't get to the quarterback, they're not making a playoff run. I'm sorry.
Got to quickly, and then I'll get a. We'll try to get a college pick from you here. But NFL MVP at this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen has been kind of the clear favorite. It seems to me that there are a lot of good ideas in the MVP market. What do you see?
Well, I think the slide for Herbert is expected because there's no way that any human can take that much of a beating every week and make it through the season putting up numbers. I mean, his O-line is just mangled right now, and now both backs are hurt. Herbert was one of the guys like in the team photo, and now he's 20-1. Maybe Stafford, Mike. I mean, Stafford at 15, 16-1. I know they've lost a couple of games, but it is what it is. He's putting up numbers. McVay and him have always been awesome together. So if I was looking for a bet now, I would probably go Stafford at 15-1.
Love it. College pick of the week, what do you like?
I was going to say, if we don't get to a college pick, my inbox is going to be lit on fire. People are just waiting every week for the WGR Chopin the Bulldog college pick. It's been doing pretty well. No jinxes. I love Illinois this week, and I'm not an Illinois guy, even though I did go there. I'm not a big Illinois guy. I took 14.5 with Illinois, and I'm sorry. I don't believe this John Mateer is good to go for Oklahoma. I think that's a ruse. He had surgery on his throwing hand 16 days ago. Now he's going to come back and carve up Texas? I like Illinois and Texas this weekend.
What we don't know, you guys have been talking about this every day, what we don't know is whether he can throw lefty. Like nobody's asked that question, if he can actually throw lefty. I'm not even sure that helps him get recruited, any of it. Maybe he doesn't need his throwing hand this time because he's got two.
He might.
Maybe.
He might need it. He might need it against Texas.
He might. Is it Oklahoma -1 at the moment, something like that, for this game?
Yeah, the line opened Texas -3. It opened Texas 3. Now it's Oklahoma 1, 1.5. They're betting Oklahoma like they know he's going to play, like he's 100%, and I just know better. I've seen this movie too many times with hurt quarterbacks.
What is that game doing at 3:30, by the way? Isn't that always noon? Oklahoma-Texas is noon. It has been a lot. I don't know. I was a little surprised to see that game later in the afternoon. I'm sure it's for TV, whatever. But I don't know. I like that big rivalry game going early.
There must be a hockey game at noon this year.
That's what it is.
That's probably why. Or a Suns preseason basketball game in China, because it would be early there, Sam.
Yeah, nothing like eating a bagel and losing money on a preseason game in China.
Wouldn't know. Sam, thank you. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend. No weddings to go to, hopefully.
No weddings. So we got to work on this. I think I'm coming to town for Bills Chiefs. I'm working on it.
Yeah, good. We'll be here.
Yeah, that text you sent me last week read like a threat. But I'm excited about it, though. I mean that sincerely.
3 weeks away, something, four maybe. All right, thanks, Sam. Bye.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Sam Paniadovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Bet 1520, 9 to noon. You can hear Sam with Nick Kostos as well leading up to kickoff on Sunday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday, this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.